It's your playroom.
No, rumpus room. What's the rumpus?
The rumpus room sounds like there's butt play.
Mm. Oh, rump, right? Yeah, I bet so.
Is it so it should be rumpus room?
Rumpus.
Okay.
Rumpus.
I got it.
You got some technical difficulties?
Did you guys hear that? My boob just
hit the mic.
Scrape.
Oh, boy.
Skim the mic play.
Can you do it again, but do it slower?
She says this is yours.
Yeah. Thanks. It's not, but someone else left it in the kitchen, and I was just going to bring it in here.
I think it was mine. It doesn't matter.
What's the name of the Green Day song with View in it? Like Grand View?
Don't care. It's Green Day.
Yep. Yeah, I'm right there with you.
They're posers. They're not really that punk.
When you write a song right before graduation season because you know that it's going to get a lot of play. Because of graduation, that's just...
It's just good business, right?
That's just like every other country artist in the world.
Hmm. Ain't that the truth?
We should release a graduation podcast right before graduation.
That's a good idea.
Mm-hmm. Good job, Jeff. Talk about our graduation. Yep.
Okay, right now, this sounds better to me in my headphones than it did all morning. There's something
weird. I think it's content.
Weird.
Oh.
Well, that too, but I think it's weird. Something weird.
Well, it's going to take a bit for me to redial us in here too, because I had to adjust it for the state fair.
Can you turn my bass up? Do you have bass?
You want your bass? you know what? Let's test this. So just keep talking, chick.
Testing 1, 2. I am the very model of a modern. Oh no, that's no good.
Say too much, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it's too much bass.
Yes, yeah, too much.
Put some treble in it.
Put some treble.
Oh, let's put treble. Okay, so
it's all about the treble. All about the treble. All about the. Oh, I sound like I'm really thin. That's somebody who weighs 8 pounds, right?
Yeah,
there.
Yeah, we don't need that.
Yeah, just put it in the middle where it was. Is that where it was?
Kinda, yeah, pretty much. Jeff has a girly voice, so I kind of give him a little boost on the bass.
Did you put more bass in mine?
say that again, Jeff.
Did you put more bass in mine?
It sounds like there's a lot of bass.
Wait, is she a big fat person?
Do you wear double X, Jeff?
A big fat person.
Let's say you wore a double X and I wanted to buy one of your t-shirts. Could I do that?
You can't.
Right?
They're sold out.
JeffFerbert.com?
Yeah, and I don't know if I'm going to buy more. I might just discontinue that model of t-shirt.
Oh, and go new, yeah.
Yeah.
Seriously, what's the name of the Green Day song that has View in it? Grand View?
Just the name View?
I don't know.
Listen, I'm not... I'm not finding a Green Day song. I'm not playing.
I walk this lonely road. Are they from America?
They're from Brooklyn.
I know he's an actor. Billy Joe's an actor, right? He was on.
Yeah, he's acting to be
Nurse Jackie.
A music artist.
What have you got against Green Day? You're just violently
opposed to them. They are produced. Like they couldn't play instruments before someone was like, "Yeah, you look okay."
They're all they're all attitude. It's like Drake. It's you have this whole image.
Oh my God.
And
can we leave Drake out of this? The man is a genius.
Oh, please.
I didn't realize he was on Degrassi or...
He was paralyzed from the waist down.
He was in a wheelchair, right? Mm-hmm. And then someone laid hands on him, and now he's a major music star.
Drake was...
An actor. He was on the Nickelodeon show, MTV. MTV showed
MTV?
Yes.
Degrassi.
Oh, I thought you meant Drake was actually paralyzed.
No.
Oh.
No,
if you're going to have an acting gig...
See, I'm starting to feel bad.
If you're going to have an acting gig, paralyzed person sitting in a wheelchair all day on set, that's the one to go with.
Longview. That's the name of it. Would you like to hear?
Does anybody like white chocolate?
I like
you know what? When I was younger, I used to love white chocolate.
Mm-hmm. I can't.
And then as I got older, I skipped milk and went over to dark chocolate.
I can't have too much of it. It's too rich.
It is too rich. I agree.
Yeah, it's very rich. Makes your teeth hurt. You know what I'm having dreams about was that deep fried Oreo I had Saturday.
Yeah, I didn't.
Oh, it was so good.
Man, it was good.
Where can you get those when the state fair isn't in town?
Why can't you?
State fair.
You can deep fry. You can deep fry stuff at home, right? You guys had a deep fryer.
Oh, we had a Fry Daddy on the kitchen counter all the time.
I remember when I moved to Piqua, Ohio, back in '79. It's my second job, Jeff. You'll find this interesting. No, we had a big deep fryer on the counter, and my favorite dinner would be French fries. And you get like baked potatoes and make the fries, and then you throw them in the pot.
Slow down. French fries are potatoes?
News to me.
I was just telling you how we made them. That's all. We could have a fist fight if you'd like.
I probably better start this.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell her problem is. She's been shitty like this since she walked in the door.
She's been fine.
Really? Here we go. It's Jason and Jess versus Chick, and Jeff Vibbert is going to...
I don't think she's attacked you.
If any, oh, really?
Let's get ready to rumble.
If I go down, you're in charge of calling 911, okay?
Okay.
All right. Hi, welcome back to the Chick McGee Show. I am Chick McGee.
Let's get ready to rumble.
This has been Chick McGee speaking.
Okay.
Why didn't it echo?
I don't know.
I'm Chick. That's Jason. That's Jess. That's Jeff Vibbert. I love Bob Schneider. This would not be my favorite song.
You need to go listen to the full one where he's singing.
I like this one.
He's singing. There, see, they are. There they go again.
All right. Okay.
Jeff, give me another.
Let's get ready to rumble.
No,
I'm just doing it. I'm just now. It's looking bad on me.
I don't know why. Oh wait, maybe it's to the master.
Well, the big news is that Jeff.
Check.
There it is.
See, now I got it. All right. Last time, Jeff, it's gonna work.
Let's get ready to rumble.
There, are you happy?
Now batting third. Oh, okay. So the big news. is that Jason finally said it was okay for Jeff to buy a car, and he did so on Thursday.
Yes.
Thursday.
Technically, I bought it on Wednesday,
and technically, Jeff found the vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
He found it on his own, and then I just went with him.
Jason was the bad cop. I was the good cop.
Were you bad copping it up?
Oh yeah,
Jason. Oh, absolutely. This guy, we'll call him Ted.
Ted.
Big dumb idiot.
Ted, was it bad?
Oh, he was the worst.
A BDI? Big dumb idiot?
Yes. A bottle of ranch dressing had more charisma than Ted.
I love ranch dressing.
And I will play fact checker
right, okay.
To Jeff's story. Mm-hmm. And if Jeff gets out of line, I'll let you know.
Okay.
But I have a feeling he's going to nail everything
so
on
far.
The line.
So we get in there and this guy's missing an arm. And
sorry, you're off.
He's missing an arm?
No, that was fake. Well, I was testing the
first
fact
of all, check. We drive into the lot.
We get into the lot. The car's not there. And we're looking around for it. And
it's nowhere. And you were supposed to be meeting a guy.
The car's not there. And the guy that I'm supposed to be meeting is not there. I was like, okay, something's up.
Yes, we're over.
Maybe
two.
He was detailing the car. Right?
Maybe.
Right?
Well, we eventually.
Yeah, wow. It was in the service station. They were probably trying to set back the odometer so they could
right.
gouge me.
Can you still do that with the odometer?
I don't think so.
Now it's digital. You put a chip in there and you can reset it yourself.
That's true.
But I was supposed to meet a guy. We'll say his real name.
Derek. Yeah. And I mean, he'd been communicating for 2 days with this guy.
And I had him wrapped around my finger. I was going to probably get the car for 10 grand.
Nice.
Yeah, so I go in and I'm like, yeah, I'm here to meet Derek. And this guy, Ted's like, Derek's not here today, but I can take you. I was like, well, I've been talking with Derek. And he's like, well, let me go in and check. I'll call Derek. Goes in for an amount of time, comes back and goes, yeah, Derek said it's cool if I just take this. I was like,
no.
Jason looks at me and was like, no.
No.
But I was like, okay, I don't care, whatever. So we go out and test drive the car. This guy's Ted hasn't introduced himself to either of us. Hasn't
no handshake, no nothing.
No handshake, no nothing.
Is he giving you the high hat? He's
just
he just
was
being
trying
a
to
jerk,
be,
huh?
Trying to be too cool. No, he's just and then in the car he said two things. We were talking about the overhead lights, which were like installed and they look like airplane lights, like when you press the button to ask the stewardess.
Yeah.
And we were just like, this is weird. And he's like, yeah, I don't know. He didn't know about that. But then the other thing he says is, so can you see yourself in this car? I was like, no, Ted, I can't.
Is this the first time he's ever sold a car?
He's been working at 10 years.
He's been in the business for 10 years.
I asked him where he worked, and then he rattled off like five or six places.
That's not good.
Is that an accurate portrayal of his voice?
Oh.
I'm intrigued.
And my dad, so we end up,
we drove it.
Can we talk about the teeny tiny part that I
yes,
played
we're
in
getting
this?
There.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
So we go, There's a sun blinding us in the studio right now.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, is it coming in?
That's squeaky.
We can get you a little bit of
a lighting. Light. Is that, I, okay, well,
no, no, chick, those right. blinds are squeaky. You need to move out of it. You need to buy a new house.
I'm
out of
here. To hell with this place.
So we end up going in, Jason and I, and I go, look, Derek and I talked about this in the email. It's a little too pricey, and we'd like some warranties thrown in there. And he's like, well, we can negotiate, but, I mean, $1,000, there's no way we're going to take off $1,000. And I was like, I said, $21,500. I want $21,500. And then he was like, that's doable, definitely. And then he started throwing all this sales bullshit about that's impossible. We don't even when we sell a car, we don't even make any money. It's all on the maintenance.
That's right.
Lies.
Lies. All lies.
But so we haggle. We're haggling. I'm ready to haggle. Oh,
he tweeted out that he's the haggle king.
Yeah, I was haggling so hard. And then about 5 minutes later, I'd had all the haggling I could handle and I was done.
True.
Yeah. True. We were filling out the paperwork, or Iowa, and there, I looked at Jason and I was like, I'm about to pass out. Like, I don't feel good.
He wasn't feeling well.
Again?
He was
you
in
the passing
up.
Out?
Did you eat breakfast?
He was beating.
Or were you just
yeah,
nervous?
I just had Jimmy John's.
He had a lunch before
yeah.
we went.
But I was just like, I was so excited and the adrenaline was pumping. And then like I was in there God. And I was like, and then I went in and I was like, oh gosh, this is really happening. I'm about to spend
it's a
this
tiny
much money
little
on the
office. Too.
You are a yeah. delicate flower.
It was hot.
You?
It was so hot in there. He was trying to sweat us out. He went back in the back.
Again?
Yes. That's car salesman. That's
word has gotten out. How you break down Jeff Vibbert, you sweat him
heat.
Out.
Oh,
heat.
He can't stand the heat.
Mortal
can't
enemy.
Stand the heat.
Daggone it.
But you'd think without an AC for 8 years in a car, I'd be used to the heat.
That's the first thing he did. He walked in and he goes, see, we got long sleeves and jeans on. I can wear this now because I've got air conditioning in my new car.
And Nora's got a little car seat that like hooks in. And
I need to. I don't. I need
like,
a picture.
There's space.
Is it specifically for a puppy?
Yeah. Yep.
No kidding.
I can show you a little picture of her little head.
It's and like it clicks.
It's
clicks
like a
in.
Little. It's like it a little
in.
Basket.
Yeah, it's a basket and it hangs on the seat. Like it doesn't touch the seat where your butt would go. It just hangs.
Aww.
It is the cutest thing ever. And
I have no clue.
Did it
what
come with
she
the
rides
car?
In it like that.
Oh, what is that? Is that the one you had
that's
for the truck?
That's the one I had before,
okay,
yeah.
But
yeah.
it clicks into the new
yeah,
car.
I never
okay.
saw
yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, she's adorable. She's just a little
it's just
head.
A padded box,
yeah.
basically. Mm-hmm.
You just
okay.
see a little head popping out.
Now, does she ride in the passenger seat?
Oh, yeah. She goes
yeah.
passenger
so,
seat.
So do you do the mom arm bar
oh,
when you
yeah.
stop?
Yeah.
Stop it short.
That's right.
You got to protect the
does
dog.
She call shotgun, though, when she... Can she get into this car?
She can. Yep, she
without,
can
without because you would have to pick her up in the
oh,
in the
yeah,
truck.
Yeah.
Is the truck gone?
No, she still have the truck. I'm,
okay,
I'm about to sell it though.
I thought you were going to sell it for an unbelievable amount
yeah,
of money.
Yeah, there's
right?
some people that live on farms that will pay a lot of money for a four wheel drive truck that's in pretty good shape.
It's in pretty good shape.
I think it runs really well.
Running,
I've ridden in it.
Yeah,
a little bit.
Later. Running shape, it runs really well, but the outside cosmetically, it looks like
yeah.
a beat up whore. Like,
here's
not,
the thing I'll miss about that truck though. I can tell when you arrive at my house
yeah.
because I can hear. And now
oh,
I
yeah.
can't hear you. You might want to honk the horn or something when you pull up now. From now,
I will give it a little
tap. Can you get a Dixie horn on your new
oh,
truck?
Oh, yeah.
That's so you, Jeff.
I know.
So I'm, what am I doing? Oh, I'm sitting here at the house and I'm getting ready because I'm going to Max's football game last
mm-hmm.
week. And all of a sudden I get this text from Jeff and it said, hey, bro. So I knew he was being serious. Can you come pick me up at the station and then take me? And I didn't know about taking you to the bank or whatever.
Yeah, I didn't really know about that either.
So I go pick Jeff up at the station, but there's traffic and there's a mess. And go ahead and open your popcorn. It's fine.
Well, keep in mind, I was with Jeff for 3 hours yeah. in the middle of the day. So I needed to get back to work. And this was like, what was it, 3 o'clock?
I think you guys pulled in at 3:15 or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Max's kickoff was 5:30, so I wasn't under a big time constraint. But you know me, I like to get everywhere early.
Right.
So I didn't want to. So I took you to the bank. Then what happened?
Then I go into the bank.
Oh,
and
gosh,
there's
I forgot about this.
There's an old lady who drove up to the drive-thru. She's taken forever. She had to get new checks with, like, literally kittens on them. And then
so no one ever goes inside a bank anymore. They do the ATM, they do the drive up, they do all that. But so, you do what?
If I have to deposit money into other people's accounts, then I go to the bank.
Right.
All right.
I'm a mover and a shaker, guys.
Do you
She's
just
got
like,
money everywhere.
Do you just like talking to the people?
No, because if you, I guess I could go through the drive.
If you got account numbers, I think. Well, I don't know, because when you go to the ATM, it just responds to whatever card you're putting in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right? That
so
account.
To make a deposit into a for real checking account that doesn't have your name on it,
right?
You have to go
in.
I guess you go to the window. I don't know.
Trust my ID. But no, and then we did that, and so this is where it gets weird. I'm sitting in the lady's office, and I've been with Fifth Third Bank since I was 10, so right. 16 years.
You're speaking in past tense.
Oh, yeah.
Did you tell?
We'll
you
get to that part.
Did you tell them, I've been with Fifth Third for two-thirds of my life?
Yeah. Fractions. They love fractions.
That's right.
But two-thirds isn't an improper fraction, so they were like, I don't know.
Okay. One and two-thirds bank. That's right.
But they go, so I don't have enough. I try to get a loan, and I have a credit score of 720, which is good, and I have more than half the money for this car to put down. And they wouldn't.
That's the part that gave me pause.
Yeah.
And they still wouldn't.
They wouldn't give it to me because she's like, well, this loan isn't going through. And I was like, well, that's impossible. And she's like, well, how many credit cards do you have open? And I was like, one. She's like, well, that's your problem. You have to have more credit cards open. And I was like, why would I? I'm being responsible by only having one credit card open.
Right.
Why do I need two? And then
because our system's broken.
Exactly. They want me to get more debt so I can owe them more money.
And they can repossess your car and keep your money.
Yeah. Sorry. But this guy goes, the guy comes.
Yeah, they That's get the
true.
Money and the car.
No, true, yeah. The guy comes in and goes, well, do you have like a store that you like to shop at that you can open up a credit card at? And I go, no, because I have this money because I don't go shopping and buy random shit I don't
yeah.
need.
Yes.
That's how I come up. That's how I came up with more than half of the money for a down payment.
Yeah, and I go, look, this is no one in this office's fault, but this is fucking ridiculous.
It is.
I'm just going to say that.
You said fucking ridiculous?
Oh, yeah.
Way to go.
And then she goes, look, we can put an exception on this and try to file it with the regional manager just because you have been a customer forever.
And you use the word fucking.
And I use the word fucking because I knew I was serious. And apparently, of course, this will probably come back and bite me in the ass. She goes, I'm friends with Tom Griswold. And I go, oh, well, great.
Well, that's super. Thanks a lot for pulling strings.
Yeah.
That's great.
So,
long story short, they denied the loan.
They denied the loan. So the next day.
Sounds like one of our bits.
The next day.
Oh, yeah, guys.
The bank that treats you like
oh,
your
yeah,
Jeff
the,
Bibber.
The bank that treats you like your Jeff Bibber. No, thank you. Next.
Next.
The next day I go in with my dad, and I'm going to have him co-sign.
Papa Vibs?
Papa Vibs. And we're sitting there. I have to hear him answer a bunch of questions. And she asks him how much money he makes a year. And I've never heard that before.
Oh. Did he make you leave?
No.
Oh.
And then I go, what? How about you just pay for this car?
That would be really nice, Pop.
So,
why don't you just pay the remainder of it and I'll pay you back and we won't have to
take
out a bank loan. But that would even open up more doors because you wouldn't have the bank loan on your credit. And then
the first bank of Papa Vibber.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there you go.
You can get some good credit with that.
Can I have his number? I'm going to call him.
Yeah,
for
of course.
A couple
yeah.
bucks. Okay, great. Super.
But so then they send that to the co-sign to the regional manager, and the regional manager denies that. And my dad has his mortgage with them, has his cars, and he was pissed.
Are you shitting me?
And he was like,
what kind of bank is this?
Yeah, he goes, the lady's like, I'm so embarrassed right now. I can't even look at you guys. I'm so sorry.
Yeah,
and
you
I
should
go,
be embarrassed.
You know what,
Is this a different lady?
No, same lady.
Same lady that you dropped the F-bomb the
yeah,
day before?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And she knows the history.
She is
very nice.
I have heard, and you know me, I've heard, and this might be entirely wrong, but
probably,
I've heard since 9/11 and since the housing crisis and since everything fell out of the bottom, you have to, like, getting a home loan to buy a house is almost impossible.
No.
It's not. It's the opposite.
It's no, I thought it was for cars it was really easy. And
no,
for
it's home, the opposite.
Yeah. I got a home loan last year around this time for $100,000.
No problem.
Easy.
As a first-time home buyer.
Yep.
Oh,
They give you houses.
Yeah.
Literally.
Got them lined up.
And it was just like.
See, I told you that was all wrong.
But anyways.
9/11, yes. Reference that again.
Never forget.
15
okay,
years
ago, yes.
So then I tell Barb, I go, well, I go.
I love her name is Barb.
Yeah. I go, tell your regional manager the next email you send to your regional manager, tell him I'm taking every penny I have out of this bank. And she goes, oh, I'm so sorry. I go, yeah.
And
this is ridiculous.
Did you look at your dad and go, nudge, nudge?
My dad goes, we're driving away from the bank. He goes, yeah, I want to take all my money out of here, but it'd probably be a big deal in the process. He didn't want to do that work. So I don't blame him.
Probably would be a big deal.
Well, and here's my thing, too, to Jeff's defense. He's 25 years old. Mm-hmm. He's got a lot of years of banking left in him.
And that's, he's
just starting to make money. Mm-hmm. He's just a kid. Mm-hmm. And you want to get rid of this guy
now? I agree.
I'm a kid and I'm already balling. I'm buying Ford Escape. Straight cash.
But and you know what? Fifth Third was my first bank.
Straight cash, homie.
They used to be People's Bank. And my dad was with them then. And
People's. Okay, yeah. Well, anyway, apparently not.
Yeah. So then I start talking with the dealership. And they were like, well, we can finance you for like a whole percentage point higher. I did the math. It only ends up being like an extra.
So he lied.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't here for day two. Day one, he said, we can meet that.
Yeah, Jason said the first thing I talked to him about this whole thing, Jason goes, well, the dealership said they'd match the interest rate.
Yeah.
Right.
And they didn't.
They didn't. He goes, we can beat that. At least we can match it. We can at least match it, probably beat it. Yeah, no, not at all. But I think it was because I didn't have a second credit card.
Freaking deal.
Anyways, it only ended up being $240 more over the
life
term
of
the the loan.
Still,
so, that's nothing. I sneeze.
You're wiping your ass at $240. Yeah. Okay.
So we ended up going back down there, and I get to the dealership, and I have my checkbook with me this time because the first day I didn't bring my checkbook. The guy goes, oh, by the way, you had to have a cashier's check. And I go, thanks, Ted. You could have told me that, gave me the heads up earlier.
God, I went through that with the house.
Derek is still not there?
Certified check.
So then I had to go back to, Derek. Oh, well, I don't think Derek is a real person.
Can you help me out with the part that you, remember when you got there, the whole credit application, back up on that.
Oh, so you had to fill out.
Let's go back to day one.
Day one. I'm sitting there with Jason in the office as we're negotiating.
At the car dealership.
You have to fill out.
They have a big pile of these. You know, rip some, you hand them to him. Okay, so he starts to fill out the first one.
Mm-hmm. He goes.
Is this Derek? No, you didn't.
This is Ted. The first mark I make on this is an error.
Because I just
initial some spot, and he goes, why would you do that? What? And I was like, oh, sorry.
What the hell you think you're doing?
Yeah, but
you goofed up your social security number, too.
That was on the second one.
That was the second one.
If you make one mistake,
you have to start all over.
You have to start all over.
Yeah.
And I did it in three. He said the record was four.
Yeah, he said the record was four, and he got it on the third one.
Yeah, so
he went really slow, and that was when he was about ready to pass out, too.
Yeah, it was not good. And
did you ever find out why you were passing out?
I was just excited. All that excitement. Too much. I don't get out much.
You are a delicate flower.
Yeah. But so the next day, go back to day two, before the bank, I was talking to Ted, and he goes, well, you need to fill out the app. And I go, oh, there's another thing I need to fill out. Okay. So I go, can you send it to me? He sends it to me, and I start filling it out. And then I go, wait a second. I go, I filled this out in your office yesterday. So I message him. I go, I filled this out in your office. Or I filled this out yesterday. He goes, where? With who? I go, with you. You were sitting right there. Yes. And the craziest thing is this hard copy app that we filled out, he even goes, man, I wish they had this online. That'd be a lot easier.
Oh, on day one.
Yeah.
He said this. Day two, he's telling him to do it online.
Yeah, and I was like, where was this yesterday?
I've said it before, I'll say it again. One of the best things about being on the radio is that they drop cars off for you, and you don't have to, you know, it's a pain in the butt. I don't know why they don't make it easier for people. I don't get it.
It was, so I ended up, I went to the, went there, was told I needed a cashier's check. So I go back to Fifth Third Bank.
I was not involved in this run.
Thank God I didn't take all my money out because I still needed them for a cashier's check. So I go, I need a $13,000 check. And they go, okay, we'll just type that up. And they go, oh, it's going to be a $4 fee for the check. And I go, I'm spending $13,000. I don't think $4 is going to bother me that much, you dumb, stupid bitch. And I go, okay, well, I need a check for $12,996 because I can't afford that $4. No. So I get my check, and then I go over there, and then I ended up getting the car. And then...
So who's the loan with? The dealership?
The dealership and Bank of America, and now they own my soul. And they'll probably come take my car away pretty soon.
But the part that none, when I tell this story, I told Jess a little bit about it. It's like, how do they justify putting you through all this when you're putting down over 50%?
Yeah.
I don't get that.
Yeah.
I mean, I know they have to, they're running a business and people default on loans all the time. Thank you very much. And I just don't, I don't know.
Yeah. No, that's the insane thing.
And they don't hand out calendars anymore, toasters, waffle irons, nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Who?
Remember when banks used to hand out premiums if you like opened a loan or something?
No.
Yeah, oh sure. Mm-hmm. Like a clock radio or
a football phone?
A football phone, like Sports Illustrated. That's exactly Sports right. Yeah, that. Sports Illustrated.
One of those fleece
There was a bank in Wisconsin or Michigan. It's in one of Michael Moore's movies where if you opened up a bank account, you got a free shotgun.
Oh, yeah.
Remember what? That? Yeah, yeah, right. Wow.
You go to that bank.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I ended up getting it. And then the Ted gave me one of the keys and forgot to give me the other set of keys. So I had to drive back to the dealership.
So you left already. And he calls you?
I left, yeah. And he calls me and goes, I forgot to give you the keys.
I love the second voice.
I go, oh, thanks, Ted. So then he would not stop bothering me the next couple of days, asking to see. He's like, is the dealership plate still in there? I forgot to take it out. And I was just like, Ted, I don't know. I'm not by my car. I'm busy. I'm doing shows. I'm a big celebrity. So you're just going to have to...
Tell it, brother.
Did he ask you to bring it back?
Yeah.
Which is like 20, 30 minutes away.
He's like, if it's there, can you bring it back?
No.
You're out of your goddamn mind.
come get it.
You can come get it on the small... I have a 10-minute window where you can come get it. And if you can't get it then, you're out of luck.
If you can't get it then, I'm burning it.
Yeah.
And those dealer plates are a big deal.
It is a big deal. It's like a liquor license.
Those things are
get
yes.
so many.
Yeah,
yeah. The dealership
that's a great
only has,
way to put it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. The dealership only has so many. That's right.
Yeah.
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 So if I were to hypothetically still have it, can I sell it for a lot of money?
I'm going to say yes.
A pretty easy way to trace it, probably. If they have the numbers.
But that's the thing. You could do something illegal with it. Go, hey, this I didn't know.
Sure.
This guy Ted got
it. You know what
it.
You should do? Put those tags on another car. Rob the bank that gave you trouble, and then.
That's brilliant.
And they'll think Ted did it. Drop a dime on Ted. I know who robbed your bank. Ted did. And then, bingo.
Everybody get down on the ground. this is a robbery.
I ended up getting the car, and I've been whipping it hard AF all night, every night.
And you still haven't gotten any sort of handy in it yet?
Still no handies, yeah.
When's the last time you got a handy in a car? Why
here's
you
the thing. No, he
hand?
Started this. When did we go to the Fishers football game?
Last October.
Last October, we're driving through the parking lot looking for a place to park,
no.
And Jeff goes, I got a hand job over there.
Oh, my God.
5 or 6 years ago. So it's, yeah. It's. Did you see the guy at the Cubs game getting the hand job?
Is that what that picture was?
Yeah, she's like reaching behind. She's a warm, wonderful woman. She's reaching behind.
There was not video. It was just a
picture. No, it's
picture.
Just a still picture. Okay. Her hand is in his shorts up to her elbow.
Is it the old guy right
yeah,
in the
yeah,
middle?
Yeah, right.
Kind of oldish.
Yeah, it's an older. I guess it's an
Did
older
Did they know
couple.
Each other?
I don't know.
Well, I don't know.
That might be premium seating. I
so
hope they
Jess,
knew
are
each
you looking
other.
It up, Jess?
Yeah.
So I just want you to Google Cubs hand job and see if that's what comes up.
Oh, absolutely. Okay. It will come up. Sure, it will come up.
I always want to get to something within two words.
This is why sometimes the fewer words you put in, the better off you are.
Sure.
Yeah. Cubs hand job. Cubs fan gives hand job at Wrigley Field.
Yeah. I think it was Saturday. I think it was Saturday night. Friday night or Saturday.
Good night for a hand job.
Cubs win. And you know, our buddy, your friend first, Ryan.
They blurred his face.
Yeah, they blurred his face. Yeah. But he tweeted that he said Cubs win, and he has those cool signs that he's making for Cubs fans.
I know.
Ryan
I need
does.
To retweet that.
Yeah, and
how do you feel?
Why
like
are
a
they
Cubs?
Blurring are out his face now? Give
I'm
me
a club.
A break.
I'm a Cubs
he's
fan.
A sex
yeah, I've always liked the Cubs.
I've always liked.
Can you see her face?
No, she does. She's not looking back
and
at
you
him.
You can't
she's like,
see her hand either.
Picture this. Mm-hmm. No, she's in there up to her
That's
elbow.
What I'm saying. You can't see her hand.
Yeah, she's elbow deep.
Think
up
of,
to her elbow.
Have you ever been driving somewhere?
If you're using your elbow, you're doing it wrong.
You ever been driving somewhere and you have to reach one of your hands back in the back seat?
Sure,
to
sure,
reach
sure, sure.
That's
sure.
kind of how she's reaching, up to her elbow.
Like when you smack. Like my mom used to smack me and say something stupid and she's losing her mind.
Oh, yeah. Do you ever dodge them when they...
Oh, I would.
My mom
I would.
All the time. You're back in the corner of the car. I can't. And then you start laughing, and then
I remember getting picked up by getting picked up by the middle of my arm, like the wrist, like getting ready to get
a
spanking.
That is so dangerous.
And then trying to cover my other hand and cover my butt with my other hand. You're only making it worse. No, you're the one making it worse. You're getting ready to hit me.
You were misbehaving.
But I would always cry before I'd see him coming and I'd start crying.
What was the worst punishment? I think the worst punishment was when your mom would tell you, your dad's going to be home at 5:30 this evening, and he's going to punish you. And so you had to watch the clock.
No, we got it twice. Like, whoever we were with, we got it from first, and then.
Oh, jeez.
I think that, I guess that's what it was. My mom had no, my mom was just like, she'd just come in swinging. Like, you were just, you had, whatever she hit first is what, and not bad, but she would just be like trying to grab you. Right. And
you know
what,
of the many things you've told me that I really brings it home for me, it's like, are you punishing your child to help them along their road of life, or are you punishing your child because you're pissed and you're going to beat the shit out of them?
I wouldn't say that.
To make yourself feel better.
No, absolutely.
Mom was just very much more passionate, much more animated when it came to that kind of stuff, and my dad was very somber and very, this is why you're getting a spanking. This is going to hurt me more than this. That's a fucking lie. Stop saying that. You say that every time.
This is going to hurt me more than
No, it's not. Yeah.
Justification.
I would always cry. And then they're holding you up, and then your toes are like barely scraping the floor, and you're like, like if I could just grip and take off, I'd be gone.
Was any of your brothers or sisters collateral damage when your mom was just coming in swinging at you, or?
Well, because I would, if my brother was gonna get a spanking, cried.
Yeah,
I cried harder than he cried. My mom, he got to the point where he kind of would laugh at her because she was she's so passionate that she didn't have enough oomph behind it to really get it. And with my dad, it was usually my brother. I remember one time I asked if we could go roller skating. We had gotten roller skates for something. And
so you were
probably
crazy.
To go roller skate.
You were crazy.
No, I mean, it was Easter or something.
Oh, it was for a, okay.
Yeah,
you,
for
and you were crazy enough to wanted to go use them at a roller skating rink.
No, I wanted to roller skate in the driveway.
So
I told my brother, I said, go ask dad if we can skate. And he did. And he came back and he said no. And I was like, I bet he said yes. And so I was like, it'll be fine. And so we put on our roller skates.
That little story tells you everything you need to know about Jess.
So we put on our roller skates and we're roller skating in the driveway. And my dad comes outside and he's like, what? And then, and so I immediately go, Chop said we could. And I lied, and he got a whooping,
Has he ever been filled in on that?
My dad
to this day,
I don't know, but my brother remembers. He will never forget that.
I didn't have any large. I had a big punishment, not physically or anything, but it's more the story. Biggest thing I ever did,
right?
The biggest screw up ever did.
The most trouble you ever got in.
Yes, was from burning down a field.
What?
I remember the story.
Oh. I burnt down a field. Me and my buddy, it was dry out, and we were doing the match in the throw it in there because it was kind of dry.
To see if it would catch.
And you stomp on it. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, once it gets so big
you
in a circle, you can't stop.
Right.
So it burnt down. It was probably a quarter, half acre field. And
you could see the fire
It wasn't terrible. If there was video of it, you'd be like, that's it. But I mean, it burnt this field down. But once I became like an environmental scientist in school, I was like, hey, actually, I did a good job there because you need to burn those fields every so often. But my mom at the time didn't care for that in 1986. And I remember crying, knowing
you're going to get in trouble.
But all it was like a month I couldn't go out.
How old were you?
I think I was seventh, maybe eighth grade. But I'm guessing it might have been the summer between seventh and eighth grade.
And they let you play with matches?
What do you mean let? You just find them and go do it.
Play. Yeah, sure.
Mm-mm.
Did you ever get...
I had a lot of independence.
I don't see your mom and dad punishing you in a physical way. Do they ever do that?
No. I think my brother was the one that got the brunt of the punishment from everything. I got in trouble a lot.
I was always like... my dad knew, like, he just had to look at me and tell me he was disappointed, and that was the worst punishment. My brother would just My brother did. He got a lot of whoopings. I remember one time he was
whooping.
Like,
he's the boy. I mean,
we were all at the lake, and my cousins were like, "You hear all the girls going, do it to me, do it to me," and he had a BB gun with no BBs in it, and so he would pump it full of air and then stick it right between their eyebrows.
Oh my!
And it would go and blow their air. God. And my dad comes around the corner, and he's like, pumping this BB gun, and then and all of us are lined up waiting for him to luckily obviously it wasn't loaded, but yeah, and that's what he was doing.
Or luckily one wasn't lodged, right, and all of a sudden it got there, out. Yeah.
And my dad took him to the outhouse and beat his ass.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it was bad news.
I'm gonna let that one go. That one was okay. Wow,
I support that one.
Yeah.
Well, you guys remember when my mom punished me with the pool cue? I really. Because when you get hit in the head with something and it bleeds, it's going to bleed no matter what. But it didn't really hurt that much. But I remember plainly playing it up and making her feel worse because she'd made me bleed. I just like.
Did you have a pool table in your childhood home?
Yeah, middle room.
So is that why you don't want a pool table in your house?
Well, they were charging a little bit too much for it. But
yeah, true.
5 G's.
Yeah, that's insane.
Yeah.
And they took it, though.
Yeah,
you have verification. It's gone.
I don't know, man.
You don't know?
I haven't looked in the house.
No,
Jason.
I'm just saying. So it could still be there.
But they say the house is empty.
Yeah.
Like, not just. Yeah. Yeah.
But empty might mean they got everything they wanted.
Well, that's true.
Best deal I can give you on the pool table is $5,000.
The pool table. Would Ted be in the charge of that negotiation? That reminds me, everybody, our friend Pete the Planner says you have to be a millionaire to retire. No, really. It's just math. If you sit down and think about it, hoping to be a millionaire, I can hope that won't exactly work because hope is a bad financial planning strategy. But some of us rely on hope. Don't you believe in hope? Believe in math. Math tells us most people can become a millionaire. Reality tells us that hope is why most people don't. I'll buy this now and then worry about tomorrow later. The Million Dollar Plan from Pete the Planner shows you exactly how to become a millionaire and, more importantly, exactly how to remain a millionaire. It is not a get-rich-quick scheme or a scam. It's simply a long-term plan from Pete the Planner. Planning is in his name.
It's right there in the name.
It's right there in the game. Pete's 4-week live training course starts September 6th. You can sign up at PeteThePlanner.com. PeteThePlanner.com/MDP and use the coupon code CHICK, CHICK, show us a little love, for $100 off the course. It's just that simple. The address is PeteThePlanner.com/MDP. And don't
Million dollar plan.
Yeah.
Pete actually helped me figure out how I was going to afford my Ford Escape that I just bought.
No kidding.
Yeah.
He helped you with that?
Yep. He helped me with it.
Well, there you go.
He told you like how much you should put down and all the this and that. And then maybe we need to call Pete up and say, I couldn't get a loan, Pete. Thanks.
Yeah.
You guys didn't talk it.
It was not his fault.
Okay. Pete the Planner. He's our buddy and he should be your buddy to help you with your retirement. We'll be back. This is the Chick McGee Show on Podcast One. Are you ready? Let's roll. Welcome back to the Chick McGee Show, part two. I'm Chick McGee. That's Jason Hofsetz. That's Jess Hooker. That's Jeff Vibbert. And we're chatting. We're sitting around chatting.
Another thanks out to Jenny for having us at the State Fair Saturday.
She's a lovely person.
Moved us inside, and yes, it did rain once, maybe twice while we were
It was so dark, too.
It was dark there for a little bit.
I turned around, it was
end of the world type rain.
Yes. That's exactly what it was.
There really wasn't any thunder or lightning.
We almost died.
You'd think that water would make him a little smarter, you know?
The smart water? Okay. The smart water. Why do they call it that?
It's got electrolytes in it, I guess, or something. Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
No idea. Can't read. Don't know.
Let me drink a little bit more of it, and I can figure it out.
I can't comment on that.
How come he's got the smart water, but we have his other lesser water?
Well, he wanted cold water.
I had some ice down, so I...
I got you, got you.
Sometimes I like cold water. Sometimes I like room temperature.
He's fancy like that.
And...
Do you like sparkling? You like the carbonated? You like the sparkles?
No.
I guess it's not sparkles. Bubbles?
It's got to have Diet Pepsi in it.
Oh, yeah, that's what you like, carbonated. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, if I'm going to go carbonation, I'll have a Diet Pepsi. That's
It's so funny to have. We had six boys spend the night on Saturday night for Max's birthday. Mm-hmm. And I come home and they have cans of Jones Cola, shaking them up. They're in the driveway, shaking them up, spraying each other with them, full cans, throwing them on the driveway. And I was like, so I get out of the car and I was like, are you serious? I was like, that is real cane sugar. I was like, I would have bought pop from the dollar store if I knew you guys were going to do this shit. Yeah. I was.
So you pulled up to this happening?
I pulled up to this happening. Like, they saw my car and I was like, you boys have some pretty big balls that here you see me coming down the mm-hmm. road and you're just still going hard.
Max the wall down.
But Max was like, Max just stood there, and he's like, I'm not.
Because
like,
he knew you were serious?
Yeah, he didn't say.
Guys, she's serious.
It's a party.
Yeah.
She's totally
serious.
You don't let him party.
Yeah. Yeah, and I come around the corner, and John goes, that's the whitest thing you could have said. Like, of everything, you could have just told him to stop.
You bring up cane sugar.
Yeah, I was like, do you know how much that costs? Yeah,
I'd been upset, too. I was.
Did it do anything to your driveway? Did it stain the driveway or something?
No, it probably removed any. Like, can't you pour cola on stuff and it removes stains? Okay, does it
remove cola stains?
I know Coca-Cola.
No,
you remove stain tiles and stuff.
Yeah,
I know.
That acid. No, but we have, like, there's a little, I didn't think about it, but now I'm going to try it. There's a little of the where they dumped the mulch.
Oh, sure.
And it rained and it kind of and so it came off of the tarp, and so there's a little bit of discoloration.
How many cubic yards of mulch do you order?
You go by half a truckload, I guess.
I think that's how. Yeah, that's it's always a truckload or a half a truckload, or and there's always too much, and so then you have to fill up the wheelbarrow and take it, and
so then you call
dump it in the tree line. No, we tell all the neighbors, hey, if you need mulch, there's leftover mulch.
You have Jason come over and set it on fire, I think is how we
that'll get rid of
mulch.
It
gets pretty hot.
It does. Oh, it
mulch has started on fire.
Can you really
it's composting
combust. If you go by these giant
happens,
you'll see smoke rising.
Well, like
up.
It's made of wood,
like a hay fire, right? Or it's like in a hay barn? Have you ever seen those?
Hay barn! That's my buddy Barney. Hay barn!
Now, do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
What? But isn't there a chemical thing that happens like when it stays, like it's in the barn too long?
I could see that
happening.
Spontaneously, I don't know about people. I don't know about people spontaneously combusting, but people have said that happens.
I think people that spontaneously combust
are inherently evil?
No, it's an energy. Oh. It has nothing to do with. Yeah, there's a reason.
Did they not have the right stones?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Do they get too excited? Are they buying a car and they just
combust? No.
What is the most unreal? Because you said that with a little bit of disdain.
What's that?
What did they have the right stones? So
Having fun. With Jess. Yeah.
What is the most unreasonable thing you've ever done that we would all be surprised by?
Oh goodness. I have to really think about it.
You're known for your logical.
I do. Listen, I'm a big fan of chiropractic.
I don't really.
But
I don't
I've gone to a chiropractor that had me do some pretty weird stuff.
Yeah. Witch doctor. And did it work?
No, because I never went back.
Oh, you just didn't.
And it was more of an analysis. There we go. You got to change the how you say the word when you want
emphasis.
And it was like hold these rose hips and stand on your left leg.
What
kind of thing? It was almost like the Seinfeld. You know, you've got too much dairy. You need more cramp bar. That whole thing. He's got the triangle over his head.
Sure.
It was kind of like
that's like a second season episode. I don't
know. Yeah. You know that one.
Is it?
I'm an eggplant. You know when George is
I don't remember.
Are you serious?
I don't remember it. No, I don't remember that episode. I know I've seen it, but I don't remember it like I do the others.
Yeah, I don't do very many, as you put it, unreasonable things. So I'd have to think. I mean, that's the one.
What about faith, hope? You got any of that?
Got a lot of that.
I got it.
Keeps me going.
I got it.
Okay.
If hay is put into a barn or stack,
that's right.
When it has more than 22% moisture, not only does the hay lose the quality. Oh, the forage quality?
So the
what's that?
The wetter it is?
I don't know. But it has an increased risk of spontaneous combustion. High moisture hay stacks can have chemical reactions that build heat.
Sure.
So there you go. I mean, I thought
it's
be
a
more...
composting thing, I believe.
Yeah, because you I need mean, enough, it's hot. You need enough.
People are like, well, it's wet. Why does it know? The little bit of moisture keeps the compost.
Yeah. Accelerates probably.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's probably a window. Oh, but I saw a huge hay fire that was burning a... Actually, I was getting up early.
Hay fire.
I was getting up early for the Bob and Tom show. So it's dark. You know, it's 4:30 in the morning. And I go to the shower and I smell what smells like weed.
What?
You know, kind of a...
Oh,
a
dope pot M.
Something.
Wake and bake.
And I look out my window and I see a faint something. And it's literally... I live 206... A mile and a half away, and I see this glowing light. I'm like, well, this is weird. So I took a shower and went up there. Sure enough, there's this barn going up in flames, and you could tell they told them, let it burn.
Just let it burn.
Insurance money.
How many times when you lived in New Pal did there was hay fire and a barn fire?
One time a barn was on fire.
A barn was on fire. Yeah.
It burned down.
There was a couple, but I think I was coming home from the gym
I
saw it and I knew the family and I just started to sob. Oh.
And she calls me and I go, what's wrong?
Yeah.
She goes, there's a barn burning. I go, okay.
No, not that kind. Yeah.
I love barn wood. I like the wood that.
You know, that's a big thing right now, man.
I know.
And remodeling. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I would love to. I'd love for this table to be made of barn wood.
Ooh!
Jess has a couple of pieces from.
I have
barn wood.
Does that freak you out?
Beams.
It's not barn wood. It's actually it was beams from
Age
a barn.
Okay,
that
sure.
are in my
yeah.
house.
Yeah.
You get barn wood on this table. Splinters. We're gonna have splinters. They're gonna
down,
get.
This
jackass.
Is a great idea because it's almost it gives you the impression that it sucks up the sound and makes things
yeah.
sound what
better. what would the sound quality be if we like maybe covered a wall in the new studio with barnwood?
I think if we like made it like
barnwood
jagged
studio.
A little bit,
yeah,
you know, if it wasn't just flat.
No, I know what you mean.
Although if we didn't finish the
it's
wood,
gonna
it's gonna
be front
room
okay. studios mm-hmm. though, right? I mean, it's we're not
barnwood studios,
front wood, front rooms.
What are we doing?
Front room studio, isn't that the name of this? Front room studio.
Mm-hmm. This is, but so our new one will be. It's in a front
room.
Yeah, your house,
front yeah. room studios,
side room
too.
Studios,
side room. Oh, now it sounds like there's like a red light special going on in the side room.
Oh yeah, I got a side side piece in the side room. Oh yeah,
is that what you're gonna
as
call
long
it?
As we don't call it the hand studios,
hand jibber studio.
Oh my gosh, I told Aunt Karen how Chick was gonna buy the.
Oh,
baby.
I thought you were gonna say that Jeff likes hand jobs.
No, I didn't know that. And we left that part out.
So he loves hand jobs.
That chick was going to take the baby letters and spell Jeffy over the bed in the spare room at his new house.
Just in case he needs somewhere to stay.
Yeah, yeah.
It's fine. Come over and watch the girls. You and Nora.
He lives 2 miles from
your
new
house. You're always welcome.
Yeah.
That's right. He can pass out in the driveway.
Do you even have a bike, Jeff? Do you own a bike?
I do, yeah.
Okay.
Where is it?
I like the part, the even. Do you even have a bike?
Do you even have one? Yeah, Jason, I do. It's a 10-speed Schwinn.
He's just being a straight shooter. Okay.
Right here.
I bought it from some guy in a Best Buy parking lot off
did
Craigslist.
Did you have the bike with the gear shift
true?
On the thing?
Oh, yeah. I did.
Oh, man, I love that bike.
What?
It had the gear shift on the... It was like a gear shift in a car, but it was on the middle bar.
But,
oh,
and
no.
there was no... Yeah. Like, you had to slide it to the point where it felt like, oh, it changed,
right.
and
right,
then you
right.
leave it there.
Yep.
There's
and then
no...
You, yeah. It was a horrible idea, but mostly because they were on the shifter was on the...
Oh, I remember when I got my first 10-speed bike.
On the handlebar, yeah.
Changed my life.
Oh, yeah. I'm
it
with
was,
you.
It was white.
26-inch?
A white Huffy
18-inch?
With a splatter
fishing
paint.
Fishing pole?
Splatter
oh,
paint.
Sorry.
Sorry.
Nice. That was the fishing
this
pole.
That was the fishing pole. This is also splatter paint.
Splatter yeah. paint.
Yeah, so we were... Yeah, that was a big deal. I remember I had a side ponytail. I loved that outfit that I wore at birthday party, too. I
Wait,
did.
What? Did you just throw side ponytail?
I had a really
she
good... I had a killer side ponytail.
You mean like
that
Suzanne
day.
Summers in Three's Company? She
had
the side pony.
Yeah, but my side pony... I had hair down past my bottom as a kid, so my yeah. side pony was...
Well,
like
you had
very,
to
have
it because your hair would get caught in the chain.
Yeah.
I know. You'd be in trouble.
Yeah, no doubt.
I had it was called the Stingray. It was a Stingray bike with the banana seat
mm-hmm.
and the big ape hanger handlebars.
Mm-hmm.
But it was black with a cheetah pattern seat, and my bike was stolen right off of my front porch. Turns out by a neighbor who lived about a half block down.
Did he try to repaint it?
No, my father went over there and got the bike back.
My brother had a BMX bike. He was entirely too young to have this bike.
Right.
And we lived in the Chapel Hill apartment complex. and someone stole his bicycle. Mm. And
you think there's somebody out there listening goes, I live at the Chapel Hill apartment complex.
He was in kindergarten. I was in the second grade. And I
went over and told him what time it was.
I remember grabbing his hand and we're going to go get your bicycle. And I don't, I wish I had the balls.
Sorry for whoever
I wish I had the balls that I had in this moment. I've never been more confident. And I even remember things that happened in second grade when I was in school and how confident I was. So something happened. Like the year I forgot to dive, I forgot how to dive. Mm. And then every, like my confidence went to shit after second grade. I don't know what happened. But I grabbed my brother and I was like, we're going to go find your bicycle. So I started knocking on doors and asking kids. I was like, did you see who had my brother's bike? No, I'm eight. I am 8 years old. And you thought I was 6 feet tall, ready to whip somebody's ass. And I did. I found the kids who took my brother's bike and I opened the gate and there his bike was. And I took it back. They weren't home and I just stole it back. It's our bike.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't need to knock on the door.
I did that to a CD one, a CD that someone took of mine, mm-hmm. and I stole it back.
Yeah, and I felt
guilty about it.
No, I put my brother on it. I was like, "You ride as fast as you can home," and then I just like we just bolted.
You go, Chop. You go.
You go. You go. Yeah, I remember that.
Did they ever come back for it?
I don't think so.
They probably just thought some random person stole it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I remember
it
after
goes around, comes around, man.
When I got back, because it was like a privacy fence around your patio at those apartments. And I took a hair ribbon and I tied it through the patio lock where it latched. We didn't have a lock. And so I thought for some, that's, yeah, that's where.
Second grade logic.
That'll hold. So I did that. Yeah.
What did your dad do to the guy that stole your bike, Chick?
I don't know. And he wouldn't let me go over. He goes, stay here. I'm going to go get your bike.
Get your bike.
And he goes, are you sure it's over there? I go, yeah, I'm sure. And scientists say that they're, because why you remember some things and why you don't remember something. It's one of the key parts of remembering things is adrenaline.
Mm-hmm.
And
more
adrenaline that's released into your system, the more you remember a certain incident. And man, I remember that like it was yesterday.
And then your dad came home and goes, who the hell bought you a bike with a cheetah seat?
It's the seat I wanted. It was very cool.
Oh, sorry.
A banana shape, but it had the cheetah pattern.
Print. It had a cheetah pattern, yeah.
Like stuff like a, you know... A lady out on the town.
What kind of bike did you have when
I had a cool
10
red,
years old.
I had a red and black.
Red? That's like a dress that someone would wear.
It was black, but it had red, like heavy steel mag rims.
Wow.
Yeah, it was the one cool thing I ever got as a kid. I'm serious. I don't even know how I even got it. I'm shocked I got it.
That's funny.
Did you ever wreck on your bike?
I had on my 10-speed, best wreck ever.
Yeah.
I had, there was this road in front of me that had a hill and then came up and then it basically was a square. I lived off of a square in a neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the square, there's never any traffic, so you just go. And my brakes, I was going so fast and I had such little brakes, I could not stop. And I ran into... the Kirkman's stairs. They had stairs that happened to, you know, go across their in their front yard that went parallel with the road. It's hard to visualize. Point being, I went full on into the concrete stair,
mm-hmm.
and I hit it, and I just flew. I just remember it was slow motion. It was the funnest wreck I've ever been a part of.
Mm-hmm.
But then I went back to my bike, and there was a massive V in the rim.
Do you remember when you would ride
check your brakes, kids?
When you would ride your bike and you wouldn't use your hands to steer?
All the time.
Oh my god!
No, I can still do
can
that.
You were?
I remember living.
I don't think it's and no way I could do that now.
I could not as confidently as I could. I know I could ride town. I could take turns. I could. I mean,
I could
hop with no hands.
No hands.
You put your
and not
hands
think
on
twice.
Top of your head. Both hands.
Not
on top
think
of your
twice.
Head
I could get going.
Across my arms.
Yeah, I could get going fast enough. And stand on the middle bar.
Oh, I know. Remember doing that?
Oh,
what?
Yeah. Stand on the middle bar of your bicycle. Yeah.
Like,
yeah, just
like a trick show.
Yeah.
Really?
I think I just saw some kids do that recently. I'm like,
and you
I
remember
was scared,
that you could do
I,
it?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I was
scared
for them.
For them. Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I think I used to do that.
Mm-hmm. When I was little, we lived at the boys' school in Plainfield for a while. My mother was
Mike
married.
Tyson was.
Yeah, my mother was married to a correctional officer there, so we lived on campus. And it was me and two kids that lived across the hall from us and my brother. And we would just, I mean, we just rode our bikes all over the place. And this is an old, old place. Well, the biggest building there had hills that were, I bet you, they were 4 feet tall, but they were like stair steps. And so they went all the, I mean, it was up on this huge hill. And so, I mean, there was probably four of these stairs that are like 4 feet by 4 feet. And I know that sounds small, but we would ride our bikes. And if I want to go back to that hill, and I want to know if it's as big as I felt like it was.
It's going to look small.
It's going to look so tiny.
I've done that a few times.
Is there a psychological principle about that? Because, I mean, I think everybody goes through that where you go back to something that you remember and it's not nearly as big.
I think it's just because you're so small at the time. Well, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I don't think it's you're so small. I think the world is so big to you.
Yeah.
You mean
small
in size, not small figuratively.
Right.
You're
right.
Small-minded.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing that I bum out. We live in a fairly small neighborhood, and so my kids don't have that. I lived in town. Like, I rode my bicycle everywhere on county road. I mean, I wouldn't let my kids ride on county roads now. There's no way.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but it's just, I mean, Max rides his bike over to a friend's house, and that's as far as he goes. And it's not that far. You just don't have that freedom of just, like, riding your bicycle forever and ever.
Yeah.
I'm actually looking for a bicycle for Addie. Addie's never been able to ride a bicycle.
Mm.
And I want to find one that she and I can ride, like a tandem. I don't know.
That's
I don't know how
idea.
That's... Yeah. Yeah.
Well, there's the pull behind if you have a bike already
right.
that you can attach to, like it's a trailer.
Yeah, the thing is
you're
that
in charge.
I kind of need it to be side by side.
You just want a sidecar.
Yeah, I basically need a bicycle sidecar because I need to be able to see her. Yeah.
How long have you needed a sidecar? First for your motorcycle, now for your bike.
Yes, you've always wanted a sidecar.
I did always want a sidecar. But yeah, no, just something that her and I can do outside and
will she pedal?
Would be fun. Yeah, she could pedal. She could pedal. It's just the balance and the
Why
stuff.
Why don't they have a side-by-side bike? Like
they do.
That?
They do. It's a side-by-side, and then what do they call that when you're seated, when you're not on a bicycle? Hmm. So it's tandem when you're...
Recumbent?
Recumbent. There you go. It's a recumbent side-by-side.
Recumbent, eh?
Yeah, a recumbent side-by-side. I don't know what it... But there is another word for it, I think, but I've... They are not cheap.
They don't make many of them.
They're definitely not cheap.
Definitely not cheap. I'm looking them up right now on Google. They call them side-by-sides.
They do? Okay.
Yeah. Or a double.
Very technical terms.
Yeah,
you're talking over my head.
Yeah.
How much are they? Do you know? Does it
have
the price?
This one's going to run you $1,500 plus. $1,700?
I thought it was going to be way more. I thought it was like, there's ones that are way more than that. Like
Now, Ted, can you get me into that bike?
It's not going to be easy. It's going to cost you a lot, but...
You're not going to find. You can go to 17 other dealers. You're not going to find.
We're all within $10 of each other.
We don't make any money off selling the side by side. It's all maintenance.
It's all maintenance. Yeah.
I did call him out. I go, listen, Ted. I know you guys buy these at auction
for
$3,000 or $4,000 less.
What did he say?
Yeah.
The thing that pissed me off the most about this entire thing was whenever we went on the test drive, there wasn't much gas in the tank. So we're
Do
signing.
I know about this?
Yeah.
Were you on the test drive? Okay.
Yeah, Jason was on the test drive.
Oh, I was a shotgun, baby.
So we...
The guy was in the back?
Yeah.
Yes.
We're about to fill out the paperwork, and Jason goes, by the way, when we come back, there's going to be a full tank of gas in that thing, right? And he goes, well, we can only really put $20 of gas in it. I go, I'm about to buy this
$20,000
car. You can't put a full tank of gas in it? Are you out of your mind?
Doesn't he know there are other dealerships and other cars in the world?
I don't understand.
Well, this one was a unique one. It had everything.
It had to buy it, didn't you?
It had a.
Did it have a full tank?
It had a full tank of gas
in
it when I got
into
it. Yeah. All right. But I had to use half that tank driving back to get my extra key that he forgot.
Oh, he did not.
He could have mailed it to you, right?
Are you having buyer's remorse in any way where you could have used that 13 G's for something else?
I'm actually having the exact opposite. I'm like, wow, that was really easy to buy a car. I could buy a couple cars.
You could buy another one. You should buy like a sports car for the Sweet Baby Angels or whoever.
It's a pain in the ass for 48 hours.
Yeah.
A royal pain in the ass for 48 hours. But once you have the car, you're like, oh, I love it.
Yes.
You got the AC blowing.
In the process, I was like, you know what? I can just stick with the truck and not have AC and just drive like a bum for the next 5 years until this truck dies. And then I was like, and then afterwards, now I'm like, okay, this is amazing.
Do you think you'll ever drive the truck ever again?
Yes. Because I can take Nora to the trails, my dog, oh, okay. And just throw her in there when she's muddy and not have to worry about it.
Yeah. That's a good idea.
But I think if I can't sell it, that's what I'll do. I think I can sell it.
I have a thing that you can put in your back seat to cover your back seat if she is muddy. I bought it for Chick, and it's still in the box in his garage. You can have
because
it.
When Chick gets muddy, you need to put...
No, when he gets the dogs get muddy.
Oh, I'm sorry.
She but he doesn't mind. Like, he just takes the car and right. has it and gets
but
it cleaned. Right?
But I've seen the canopy in use in his BMW. You've used it, right?
No, he has not used it.
No, I use the there's this old blanket I have in the back.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right. So you can have it.
Okay. It wouldn't fit in the truck.
Yeah, well. No, that's not in the truck. In your new car.
In the new car. In the new car. Yeah. That's true.
And if there's any other action going down there, it's waterproof. Yeah. It'd be fine.
Is it waterproof? I didn't know that.
Oh, does that change everything? Well, that now you want your everything. Gift? Yeah. Now you want it back?
Well, you can just wipe the leather seats down.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know you had leather seats.
Oh, it's leather seats. It's got
when
everything.
I say it has, nice. I think it literally has every option possible.
Really?
Yeah.
But don't you love, have you shopped for like accessories for that kind of car? Like you should get a bra.
Not yet.
Oh, yeah. Put that on the front of your car.
It has the little fin on the hood, right?
Oh,
the
yeah.
The little dark.
Yes. Yep.
It does. Yeah. I know that's... I bought the luggage rack for my car, and I've yet to use it
but
for luggage.
But you've taken it to Florida a couple times.
I have, but then I ended up... When I bought the wrong
that was the
thing
reason,
to go on top of it.
That
yeah.
was the reason she had to get the luggage rack for going to Florida. But you can see her coming from 10 miles away, man. That... A very distinctive car.
Oh, I love my car. I'm going to drive it till the wheels fall off.
Famous last words.
Yeah.
Fast forward to next week. I found it.
Or you can't put your gasoline in it.
Oh, yeah. There's that. There's
we need
that.
To try to get that up there and try to get it
I have
going,
to wait
going
until
again.
There's a certain time.
You know, someone has an extra car now.
Oh, that's true. You do have an extra car.
Yes, I do. You can have a truck.
There you go. You can use that pickup truck anytime you want.
Oh, I want to see Jess driving that Toyota.
I would love to. I used to drive.
On a hot day.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
You got to go sleeveless shirt, shorts.
You got to take your shirt off, right?
Oh, I go shirtless.
Before dates.
How hard would you laugh if you pulled up and you looked in the car and you're like, oh, that person doesn't have a shirt on, and it's a woman. Like, and she's just like, arm out the window, chilling, like, it's a hot day. Are
what
you taking my shirt
picture
off?
Were we looking
free
at?
Free the boobies.
And the guy had boobs, and it was like, I think it was the world's oldest guy or some yogi
or
something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he had boobs. I mean, they were, you know, not, you know.
No, they're just boobs,
but they were just
it was
like,
just skin.
Well, yours are just skin.
Yeah, right? But they're full of fatty tissue.
Time isn't good to you when you got gravity. That's
you feel
not
like
good.
Gravity.
There you go.
There would be
good.
A yoga pose to tighten that up. Or
I
something,
don't know.
Right?
Yeah.
No.
It's like when you break your back. There's nothing you can do for it. You just have to sit there and
have a broken
let
back.
Let it happen. Yeah. You just got to sit there and let your boobs sag.
Break your toe. There's nothing.
Where did I get this burner phone? Who gave this to me? What is this?
That's what
that is Griffin's old phone, actually.
That's
it
what
is?
It was. I couldn't remember.
Yeah.
That's real?
Yeah.
Isn't that funny?
Jason found it in the closet a couple days ago. We were looking for something. And
huh.
There's
it's
the
not
burner
a bad phone. Little phone, really.
It's a Motorola.
And that's pretty small.
So when do you think that the man is going to tell us that we need little phones and then we're all going to buy little phones again? You know what I mean? Like it. Goes.
I don't think. Well, no, they just came out with the iPhone SE, which
I'll
is
have
this,
trouble.
The
I will always
size.
Have trouble.
Oh, it is
not mm-hmm. this size. I can't go back to a smaller phone.
I can't do it.
I can't.
Well,
I hope
do
they
it.
Don't
well,
have.
Do
to, I don't.
If they brought out the VTech again, would you get it?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe I would.
Yeah.
The old VTech.
That was a great phone.
Is it like the Razr, the flip?
Yes, it was the original.
There was a fun aspect of the
yeah.
the
and the antenna.
Head.
Yeah.
Because that was a StarTAC. StarTAC?
StarTAC.
Motorola StarTAC.
Yeah,
yeah that was
right.
the phone that got me grounded for months.
I knew what you meant.
It was $1.99 a minute, and my dad's like, this is for emergencies
what?
Only. It was literally,
oh my God,
I was 16 years. Yeah, I was 16 years
I
old.
I think you'll find, for what it was, that was the best phone they've ever invented.
There really wasn't any texting on that phone, right?
No.
No, there was. That was way before texting.
It's all about when you actually talk to people.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I remember having texting on my phone and going, what the fuck am I going to do with this?
It was right after when you had to have them in your car. because I had one mounted in
a bag.
Car. No, they could mount in your car and they'd hook it up to the.
I have a thing and in my car now.
I still have the where you can click in a phone, and I don't know.
Yeah,
why
I don't know why
option,
I would need that.
Why that option is even available, because it doesn't make any sense.
I remember when.
To me, anyway.
Yeah, I remember when I first figured out what texting was, and my brother found out about the same time, and it showed up on the bill, and my parents had no idea what it was, so we had like a meeting. I'm like, why is there $75 on this phone bill? And I was like, oh, it's from texting. My dad was like, what the hell? And then I had to pay him $75. And then afterwards, I was like, Dad, I was trying to line up some puss via texting. And he's like, okay, you can have your $75 back. That's my boy. No, that didn't happen, but I did it to pay him $75.
Your brother didn't split it with you?
He had his own, like, because we had our each separate phones. Oh, so his was like 120.
Oh my
gosh. No.
He had to work a little harder to line up the puss. Wow,
I feel like
that's so crazy how much that was.
Yeah.
It was Do you remember texting? Do you remember the first time you text? Like when that was? Do you remember texting?
Barely. Yeah.
I don't. Do you?
Remember when it first happened?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't get. I had, like, you know me, I had all the, like, the I'm nuts about technology and stuff right. like that. So I had the beeper where you could send a code, and that was kind of like 911 and the number and all that junk. I don't really remember the first text I sent.
I remember going, okay, hi, 4-4, and then,
before they had keyboards, remember you had to, like, one or two was like ABC, and you had to hit it.
That's what she was saying.
I wanted to say hi, and you'd say 4-4, because you'd have to hit it as many times, you know, and then
it was really.
But how fast you would, I remember being so fast at that.
I remember Griswold when he was one of the last people to get, like, what's a smartphone?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I
he had
that.
The flip phone forever, and he was like, I don't know. And now, of course, he can't.
And he's only had it, maybe 2 years?
Three tops.
I keep threatening to go back to a really simple phone, but I told Jeff the other day, I was like I would want the camera. That's the one. That was what I would miss the most. I have 12. Over 12,000 photos on my phone right now.
On your phone?
On my phone.
Oh, do you have the 128 gig or whatever it is? Okay. Yeah.
12,000.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
It's a lot.
Have you ever gone through and tried to delete
pics.
Them?
Yeah. What?
What's the female version of a dick pic?
A booby movie.
Yeah.
booby movie. Let's ask someone who's probably received them before.
That's probably true.
Just boobs and ass. Show me that them boobs and ass. That's what you said.
Show me some of that.
What about the stink crevice?
Oh my God, what's that? Is that your butt?
I don't know what that
is. Your front butt? What is it?
The front butt.
Is your stink crevice?
I hate the term front butt. Can I just
say it? I don't like it either.
I was watching a Patton Oswalt stand up.
And he called it?
And he calls it the stink crevice, the vagina.
I feel like
I don't like that he said stink. Why is it? Why isn't it?
I don't know.
Smell pretty crevice. It doesn't have to be. It's not stinky.
You have some sort of
her rose crevice.
I think he was trying to be.
I know he is fun. He's funny. Oh, I know. But there shouldn't be a negative connotation with it.
Yeah,
certainly not.
I don't like that at all.
No, vaginas should smell like vaginas. They shouldn't smell.
They're a self-cleaning oven.
They are. I had a friend who said. If it smells like cologne, leave it alone. If it smells like fish, make it a dish.
Oh my God. Jeff?
Jeff, your thoughts?
Why did you have your eyes closed for so long?
Jeff, you spent some time in that area? You like to,
I can't
you
believe
know,
I actually said
spend
that.
Some time?
I like
you
to
know
eat,
what I mean.
I like to eat sushi.
Darn right you do.
I don't. That's disgusting.
That's disgusting.
Phrase is disgusting.
That phrase is disgusting.
It's terrible.
I just imagine someone.
Is this person from New Pal?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
This is probably the dirtiest episode we've ever done, I think.
Same person that said.
The macaroni and cheese.
Does the Pope shit in the woods?
The Pope?
Oh. Is the Pope Catholic? Does a bear shit in the woods? Right. Like, to make a point, and he said, does the Pope shit in the woods?
I've heard, does the Pope have. Pope wear a funny hat?
Yeah, that.
That one.
Oh, God, we laugh. We still say that because it's just
funny. Is the bear
funny.
Catholic?
Right, exactly. Yeah, it was just. It's funny.
Oh, that's a. Really weird.
Sorry, I didn't mean to end on such a filthy.
No, did you guys watch any of the Olympics or
nah.
No? Not a second.
Yeah, that Ryan Lochte thing's pretty messed up, right? That's so unfortunate.
I'm glad the world finally figured out he's just a big dumb airhead. He's an idiot.
You felt that way.
No, I knew it.
Yeah.
I knew
it. When it first started, yeah.
Oh, years ago. No, I remember like 4 or 8 years ago. I'm like, this guy's an idiot.
How many years ago?
Like, didn't he have
what he did the Olympics 4 and 8 years ago? He had a reality show, right?
I wouldn't know. Sorry.
He did?
I'm pretty sure he did. Yeah, I don't know what it was.
Lochte's in charge? Is that? I don't know.
Ryan Lochte blames alcohol.
He said when he gave the interview to Billy Bush, I think, for the Today Show, he was still drunk when he was talking to making those comments.
But you know, do you guys have something like, and Jason, I'm actually going to just, you don't have to comment, but that like you, no, like something that you, like nobody knows that you did. But if it came out, you would be absolutely mortified.
What do you know?
You know what? I'm sure. That's interesting. She would.
I'm looking at you, Jeff.
I'm sure there is, but it doesn't pop in my mind right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, my big secret for the longest year, for the longest time, was when I.
You're secretly a Cowboys fan.
I'm secretly a Cowboys fan. Don't wash your mouth out.
Sorry.
When we messed up the when we ruined the Easter egg hunt for the kids.
Oh, yeah, sure.
That was
sure,
like,
sure.
I will never tell anybody that ever. Sure. And I was telling about memories and adrenaline. I remember plainly getting, they brought me the newspaper, the two guys that took the blame for it, because one of the guys' dad was a judge. So they went in and David and I received no punishment because no one knew we were a part of it. They went in and took the rap, I guess, is what you say.
There's two things in this life. You don't rat, and you keep your mouth shut.
That's right.
I watched Goodfellas last night.
Goodfellas kind of the same thing?
They are.
Yeah.
Jeff.
I think that was the point.
Jeff watched Goodfellas for the first time.
Oh, for the first time?
So excited.
Yeah. Oh, it's a good one.
I was excited for him.
Very
it's a good movie.
I didn't like
Karen,
the main...
where am I? I can't control who comes to visit me.
I wish I would have seen that movie when I was like a kid so I could say it to my mom. My mom's name's Karen.
Oh, yeah. You're going to say it. You're going to say it like that now. Yeah.
Janice Russo. There's a whore that lives in apartment 2R or something like that. I forget.
Oh, yeah.
To answer your question a bit ago, Jess, I still feel guilty because I just gave you a thing of ketchup.
Yeah.
But I went and kind of stole it from someone.
That doesn't count.
I know, but it's one of those things. In that building, people take stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm not that guy that I take stuff. But
you just kind of...
I just went in
and... You just regifted it.
I basically regifted it before the expiration date.
Because you know he's not going to...
See,
right.
That's but the
I
way...
I still literally feels bad about it.
That's the way I feel about the waffle iron I stole.
No.
It's at my house, actually.
It's
I remember when you took it because I caught
crime.
You take it.
It was a victimless crime. Yeah. Because they're not going to use it for waffles.
We were using it all the time. But
we were using it at the station.
Yeah, but he didn't... Whatever.
He doesn't like waffles.
Who doesn't like a waffle and would prefer a pancake? Seriously?
Never mind. I love the Le Peep pancake.
I've never had pancakes from Le Peep. I always go omelet.
Same here.
Yeah.
The pancakes
You didn't
are
have a
camp
pancake when we had...
You had a bite, right?
No, I didn't get a bite because you three, not Jess, Josh, had pancakes and I couldn't fit a fourth pancake.
Oh,
so I'd take one for the team. We didn't have enough room on our
needed a bigger table. That's
we did.
True.
You didn't know that when you ordered.
Oh, I knew it. I go, well, I'm going to take one for the team and I'm going to be...
He knew how big the plates were. He did the math.
Nope, I was...
You know, La Peep is good, but the best breakfast I ever had was the chicken and waffle place that you took me to. That is
Maxine's.
Delicious. I never...
Maxine's Chicken and Waffle.
I never...
And we went there for
is that
lunch.
That's not a chain, is it?
No. Mm-mm.
Sinking
no,
Ship has the best chicken and waffles.
Oh, really?
Do they have chicken and waffles?
It's like a tarragon chicken. What? They have the Chili Mac.
The Chili Mac at Sinking Ship's the bomb, too.
Anyway, sorry, we're talking...
Are we all hungry?
Yes.
Yeah, we're all hungry.
It's Jeffy time.
What you got to do? You got to go Sleepy Town?
I got to eat. I got to sleep. I got to do everything.
I got to do all the things.
He had a big weekend.
You did.
The car, and then he
you
did
You worked at the
comedy.
Club, and he did the fair with
shows,
us.
How did the shows go Saturday? Was it good?
They were good. Saturday was the best night. All the shows were full. Friday was something.
Well, that's good.
Wednesday, Thursday were something as well.
Wednesday, Thursday shows.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You can't comment?
Phil Hanley is amazing. He's so funny. He was the headliner. He's just a machine. There's no wasted. His word economy and his jokes is just perfect, and everything is a punchline. He's really funny. I think he's going to blow up here pretty soon.
When are you on stage again? Do you know? Right off the top of your head?
I do not. I don't know. Hmm. I had a gig, but it got canceled.
No.
Because the guy was about to schedule this like big theater show, and he's like, yeah, no, we're going to do it. And then he was like, oh, I just don't have time to do this anymore. So he just canceled the whole thing after he'd already booked everyone. And
oh, no.
That's crazy.
Who was the headliner, can you say?
Yeah, Scott Long.
Okay.
Was he the one booking the show?
No.
Oh.
No, and then I think Brent Terhune might have been on the show as well.
Okay. But then the guy.
So none of us have a Lochte moment, I guess? Is that what you would
say? Oh, no, I have them. I'm not.
You're not going to share?
No.
No.
Definitely not.
Well, I'll tell you something I did in high school off the air.
Okay.
What do you mean?
Yeah, that was.
Can I guess?
No, you never guess it.
It's been more than 7 years.
Does it have to deal with someone else or just you were involved?
Oh, I was in a room full of people.
What?
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Was it a swingers party?
I was like 15.
Hey.
They do that now.
I'm sure they do, but... Ugh.
Thank you, Internet.
What about you, Vibbert?
I don't know. I
see you being ornery during cross country practice. That's how what
dark,
I see.
A dark past.
No.
I see Jeff dabbling his toes in the underground, the little dirty underground world.
I did used to sell. I used to sell elite fake Cuban cigars and
see
fake Cuban cigars and alcohol.
What did I tell you? What did I tell you?
You got a party coming up? You need some alcohol? Come to me. I got you. It was like...
I got you.
Goodfellas. That's why I was like, I can relate to this. And the guy's selling cigarettes out of the back of his car.
No, it's all right. It's okay.
It's okay.
And then whenever... Really? Who? Your mom say it was all right? Give me those.
And then when he walked out of the courtroom, he's like, he got pinched. Pop his cherry.
Hey, you broke your cherry.
Yeah, everybody was celebrating. Yeah. I remember that. That's a good movie. God, that's a good movie.
I'm going to watch it again, I think.
Mm-hmm. Do it.
We'll let you do it right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you for listening to the Chick McGee Show. Tell your friends, and a special thanks to Pete the Planner. Go online and enter the code Chick, C-H-I-C-K, for show us a little love.
PeteThePlanner.com/MDP. $1 million plan.
And next thing you know, you'll be a millionaire. Thank you, Jason.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Jess.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Jeff.
You got it.
Good night, everybody!
Is your basement or garage full of old house paint that you know you'll never use? I know mine is. Avocado green, hot pink, antique white. That is a nice shade of white, though. You know, it's easy to recycle your leftover paint, stain, and varnish all over California. Most paint care drop-off locations are paint and hardware stores that take back leftover paint. Keep what you need and recycle the rest. Find a drop-off site near you at paintcare.org.
Virginia buries its dead. I'm Rita Foley with an AP News Minute. Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe is talking about President Trump's response to the violence in Charlottesville over the weekend at a white supremacist rally.
Those remarks are dividing people. We cannot be dividing people.
Governor McAuliffe told CBS this morning he knows two of the three people who were killed that day.
I have lost three great citizens yesterday, Heather Heyer's funeral. Tomorrow we will have to put to rest Trooper Burke Bates, who had been part of my executive protection detail, and then on Saturday, Lieutenant Jay Cullen, who'd been my pilot. This breaks your heart.
Heather Heyer died when a car rammed a group of protesters. The two Virginia State Troopers were killed while monitoring the rally when their helicopter went down. Prison visitations are off at a state facility or all state facilities in Florida, where they say they have credible intelligence indicating some sort of security threat. There are no details available yet. I'm Rita Foley.